So our question is, first question is Sam Darnold NFL ready? Carson, is he?
You know, there's a lot to be said for this. There really is. I think he has the frame, the arm strength, the ability to be. He's a real special talent.
I mean, Jamarcus Russell did, though.
Yeah, but I think he needs another year. I don't. I honestly don't know if I were him, if I would come out right now. You know, he really is a special talent, but I think there's a lot to be said for people's college experiences.
Oh, definitely.
And you know, a lot of people compare him right now to Andrew Luck. I would say the same thing. I think he also is very comparable to Aaron Rodgers, Tony Romo at times. He has a real he's a tough-minded kid. He's got a strong arm. He can move. I think he has a little bit of Dak in him too, but I think he what's cool is all of those guys stayed for at least three. All of those guys I just named. You know, Darnold's played for 17 games in his college career. 17 yeah. games. It's going to be 18 this weekend. But when it's all said and done, it's probably going to be about 23-ish. It's hard to say. And that's if they make it to the playoff. But
so, real quick, Carson, I'm just going to name these quarterbacks real quick.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, Tony Romo, Russell Wilson, Philip Rivers, Eli Manning, Carson Palmer.
Yeah.
What do you think about that group of quarterbacks right there?
They all stayed for the extra
But, like, how are they in the NFL?
I mean, they...
Really good. They were like, really, great.
Yeah.
Peyton
great,
Manning.
Great players.
Drew Brees, Russell Wilson, all great. But they all have something in common. So, Bill Parcells has this QB rule of when to draft a quarterback and when not to. His criteria, there's four categories that make up when you should make a quarterback. First one, you must be a senior because you need time to mature. You need all this. You can't draft a 20-year-old. Mm-hmm. Second rule, he must be a graduate because that shows that he can manage school and football. And in the NFL, there's much more than just sports.
Mm-hmm.
His third rule is he must be a 3-year starter.
I agree with that.
And his fourth is he must play have at least 23 wins. If Sam Darnold goes this year, he has none of those.
No.
He is not a 3-year starter. He's only won 15 games this year, and he's not going to win 8 more games. There's literally no impossible. You win 7, you're not going to win 8. There's no way you can win 8 games this year. So there's four. Those quarterbacks I just named hit all four of those categories. They won 23 games. They were a 3-year starter. They were a senior, and they graduated from college. Okay, I'm going to give you another one. Andrew Luck, Matt Ryan.
I mean, great. They stayed.
They hit three of the fours.
Yeah.
Tom Brady, Joe Flacco, Aaron Rodgers, Big Ben.
Same.
They hit two of those fours. Sam Darnold has hit zero if he goes out this year. If he goes out next year, he's going to get hit all four of those because he's a redshirt sophomore.
Mm-hmm.
So he's on track to graduate next year. He's going to be a 3-year starter. He sure is going to win 23 games, and he's going to graduate. Yeah, it might seem like 1 year. Like some people think, oh, an NFL coach knows how to coach better than a college football coach. Right? But it's about the experience. Look at DeShone Kizer. He's like Sam Darnold, but of last year. He's with Hugh Jackson. Hugh Jackson's an offensive guru. And say what you guys want, but the Browns have weapons. The Browns have a decent O-line, and they're just not getting the job done. So, Carson, if Sam Darnold went out this year, the real question is, would you draft him, knowing all of these and seeing everything?
You know, here's the thing. Would I draft him? Yes. He's a special talent. The question is, for Darnold to make a decision here, number one, he needs to have the right team be in the top five. He needs to. It has to have the right coach and the right philosophy and everything, because he's not going to come in to Cleveland and turn that place around.
Oh, no. No.
I'll tell you right now, if I'm Sam Darnold and Cleveland's number one, which they're on pace to be, don't do it. If San Francisco is number one, a little different story. I would take that.
Yep.
If New York's number one, maybe. You know, you have a little bit. It's not quite San Francisco. At least Kyle Shanahan's in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah, John Lynch.
Yeah, but if New York's number one, maybe. At least the Giants. If the Jets are number one, nah, that's maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Fire Tar Bowls, right?
Yeah.
Defensive-minded coach.
But San Francisco is one for sure that I would think about. You got to at least think about it. But overall, for most situations for Sam, I would probably say go back to school and stay for another year. Number one, he's not matured enough as a quarterback.
No.
He has 18 interceptions in 17 games. That's a tough situation.
Can't have it.
Doesn't play well. I mean, he just doesn't make great decisions at times.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes those jump passes just don't work for him. Andrew Luck, in 3 years, had 22 interceptions. In 3 years. Darnold's played 17 games and is almost there. Luck was a much more polished quarterback. Mm-hmm. It was. You could prove it even since his first game freshman year. But Luck decided to stay. And so that was a huge decision for Luck. It panned out for him. He's a 4,000-yard NFL quarterback. But if I'm Darnold, I'm thinking, let's just win the Rose Bowl or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And let's be successful here. And let's work on being a successful college quarterback and polish his throwing abilities.
Yeah, you polish the little things.
And I will say USC, of all places, is going to prepare him pretty well because they run more a pro-style offense. So he's going to be more prepared. I'd stay for another year. I really would. I don't know about what you think, but I would highly suggest staying another year, especially if Cleveland's in the top three. You know, it's one of those where – plus he's going up against a couple other quarterbacks. Who knows if he's even number one?
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely the thing.
And if you look at the younger quarterbacks who are prospering right now in the NFL, Carson Wentz, he's a senior. Yeah. Dak Prescott.
Exactly.
Russell Wilson, Jared Goff. These guys are all in the program, and – I honestly think it's just because the NFL is so fast-paced that you need to work. You need to, as Scott Westring, our football coach, would say, you need to swish those frostings.
Mm-hmm.
You need to swish them. And at the end of the day, he is not ready. And the only thing you do by going to NFL is just everything goes by way faster. Yeah. You don't have time to work on the little things because you should have worked them on at USC.
Yeah.
The only thing I would say about him moving or of him not returning is obviously injuries. We can look at Jalen Smith, and we can look at all these players, and at the end of the day, you can't see that coming. So if you are a top five pick projected, I don't know. Is it worth the risk to come back? I think it is.
I think so, too. I mean, he's going to be a top – if he comes out, he's going to be a projected top five probably. Look at Jake Locker, though. Look at Jake Locker. Mm-hmm. I think that's a prime example. Jake was projected to be number one, and that's a lot of money he turned down. A lot of money. He was probably going to go number one.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, he was the only quarterback in that class. That was a pretty bad year. But he turned it down, came back to UW. And I'm not saying that Jake panned out totally. I mean, mm-hmm. but he was okay.
Yeah, he was all right.
He was fine. He only played 4 years. And so it's one of those things where he came to the league a lot more mature, I personally believe, than he would have if he came out as a junior. And so it's one of those things, too. Look at Mitchell Trubisky. Trubisky obviously only started his senior year at North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an age thing, too. He matured over time. Mitchell is ready right now to be an NFL quarterback. He completely is. And he only started 1 year in college. It's just an age factor. Darnold right now, 21, probably only 21 years old. I mean, mm-hmm. he's going to need time. I wouldn't take a quarterback in the NFL unless they're 22 or 23 years old. Yeah. I really wouldn't. It's not, I mean, unless you just plan to put him on the bench for a couple years. But But if he goes to Cleveland, he's going to be expected to start right away.
Oh, he's going to play right away.
And it's not. It's just. It's not a good situation to be in. No.
Even like a redshirt year, like even if he goes to the 49ers, I still don't think it's enough. Like I'd rather have like Sam Darnold. Like if you're thinking long term, stay in college. Obviously, I can't. I'm not in your shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going on. And yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, like the Browns. I don't think the Browns, if the Browns have the first pick, maybe, but other than that, I mean, the Browns have had a top five pick, so, like, I'm not going to stay next year because the Browns have a top pick.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay for other reasons.
I think, yeah, no, totally. I out of all the places, though, for Sam, I'd say there's a couple places that I've thought of. San Francisco's going to be one that would fit him well.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona would be one that would fit him well. He'd sit behind Palmer for probably a year. I think Buffalo would be a good situation if they're looking.
Yeah.
If they're in the search. I think, you know, Minnesota, if they're looking. Those are good places to be picked. But none of those guys, except for probably one, is going to be in the top five.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely.
And so for his future in the NFL, I mean, if he goes in the top five, there's four out of those five teams are going to be Cleveland, New York, probably the Jets, probably
LA Chargers.
Yeah, the LA Chargers. No, I'm serious, but there's going to be a few of those teams that just aren't going to fit him. They really aren't. They aren't really air raiders. And they're just not successful organizations to be a part of. And so that's what it ultimately comes down to for me. I think if he stays another year and he goes to one of those bad organizations, at least he'll be more successful because of his age.
Oh yeah.
So anyways, we are going to hit the break here. It's been a great talk on Sam Darnold. We'll see how he finishes his career at SC and what his decisions will be this offseason. Obviously, we personally don't believe he should head out to the draft, but we'll see what he decides to do. We're going to talk a little bit when we get back about the Huskies and their playoff hopes and dreams. Obviously, they lost to Arizona State last weekend. Kind of a tough situation for them and the Cougars and Clemson. So we'll see. We'll talk a little bit about college football and what we think's going on with that. But yeah, we'd love to let you guys know. You can call in anytime during the show at 253-535-7332. And we'd love to talk to you and hear your opinions. We're going to head to the break here, folks. Thanks for listening. We are back. HNC Sports here. Hi, now, Lou. Carson Barnett. Love talking sports with you. 10:30 a.m. plu.edu/laser. Check it out. There's a bunch of other shows throughout the week. And we're here to talk a little bit of college football now. Are the Huskies out of the playoff? Obviously, they lost to Arizona State last week. Kind of a tough situation for the Dogs. And Wazoo did the same thing to Cal. Clemson did the same thing to Syracuse.
Yeah.
It was a real heartbreaking week for college football as we look into the college football rankings coming out here in the next couple weeks. Wow. It was kind of an eye-opening.
It was a weird weekend.
In college football.
Yeah.
But yeah. Again, guys, if you want to call in, 253-535-7332. We'd love to talk to you right now as we're going to have a big discussion on the Huskies and their playoff hopes going forward. But, yeah, guys, it was weird. And obviously the Huskies are in a situation now where they don't really control their own destiny going forward, this team returned a lot of players and was hoping to kind of make that run again, back-to-back college football playoff appearances, but it really just doesn't happen, and they're learning their lesson. You got to work for it, and you got to really be a great football team. And you know, I don't know about the Huskies. You know, what do you think, Ina? It's like,
all right. Well, first of all, before I start anything, the Wazoo Cougars lost to Cal.
Yeah, by a lot.
By a lot. And UW lost to Arizona State.
Yeah.
At Arizona State. I'm just going to throw them out there. SDSU beat both of those teams. So, I don't know. Is UW better or is San Diego State better than both of these Washington teams? I don't know, but the facts are there. But let's get this started. I was watching the UW play, and yeah, it's Arizona State. Yeah, every team's going to be struggling against a non-ranked team on a weird Saturday night. It's college football. Crazy things happen.
Uh-huh.
But I remember my freshman year of college, I went to UW and I watched one of their games, and it was against Sacramento State. And Jake Browning was just missing throws. He was missing a 5-yard drag route. He was missing.
I remember that. They played Arizona State.
Yeah. So I went two games. That was sophomore year. But freshman year, the guy was missing 6-yard hitches. I was like, oh, he's a freshman. He made a couple of good touchdowns for like 50-yard. Year later, go watch them play against Arizona State. Kevin King, great interception in the corner of the end zone. Was missing throws. If his accuracy is going to drop, he needs to be a mobile quarterback. And he's not. And that's two very red flags. So that means if you throw the blitz at him, he can't escape the pocket that well. Two, his trajectory, his throws are off. And it was very apparent against Alabama that Jake Browning, at the end of the day, is an all right quarterback in a very great system.
And a great coach.
Great coach. And he wasn't performing. He threw a pick right before halftime. Then I was watching the Arizona State game this year on TV. Browning was missing throws. He was shaking his head on the sideline. He just didn't look like your quarterback that you need to be a playoff contender. And I'm looking at this, and I'm looking at all these teams in front of UW right now. There's Ohio State, Miami, TCU, Georgia, Penn State, and these teams, not only are they ahead of UW, they have a great non-conference schedule.
Very true. Very true. It's coming to bite them in the butt right now.
It's coming to bite them in the butt. And we can see last year they went 12-1. They lost to USC last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they were only the fourth-ranked team. But a lot of teams were losing. Penn State was a 2-loss Big Ten champ. And I do not see this year a Big Ten champ losing 2 games.
No.
Georgia is looking awesome. They lose 1 game, they're still in at the end of the day. Let's be honest.
It depends. If they lose in the SEC championship and that's their 1 game, then they're in.
Alabama, come on, we wrote them in the playoffs like in January.
Like 5 years ago.
Clemson, Miami, ACC, whoever wins out from that's going to go in. Then the Big Ten's going to shoot each other in the foot. One of them's going to come out. Then it's TCU or Oklahoma State or Oklahoma. There's 3 teams in the Big 12. One of them's going to come out as a Big 12 champion. Honestly, I don't even think UW's the best team in the Pac-12 North. I think they're the third.
Who is?
Stanford.
We'll see.
Stanford.
Stanford plays Wazoo.
And
it's going to be an interesting matchup.
I'm going to say this one thing. Yes, Wazoo got dominated. But Wazoo plays to the team they're going to play. So I'm expecting, I'm not going to say who's going to win the Apple Cup, but I'm expecting Wazoo to be ready for UW. And at the end of the day, I don't even think, UW's.
That's going to make or break some serious bowl games for Wazoo in that game.
UW needs a lot to happen. But first, before they need all that to happen, they need a win.
They need to win out.
They need one out.
They need to here's as far as the Pac-12. They obviously have to win the Pac-12 championship at this point.
Oh yeah.
So they need Wazoo and USC to both win out until they play them, so that they're ranked as high as possible at that time, so that that goes on their record. Obviously, that they beat some highly ranked teams, and they need Utah to win out as well. And when they play them in the second last week of the season. Utah's hopefully ranked at that time. That's another ranked team. So that'll look good on their resume if that's done. I will say there's a lot of football to be played, though, Hina. There's a lot of football to be played. Penn State still has a long road ahead of them. They have, obviously, Michigan this weekend. We'll talk about one of those or our picks later for that game. But then they play Ohio State next week. You know, it would help UW if Penn State wins out. It really would. I think so. If Penn State's a lock and Alabama's in there as well, that eliminates Ohio State from the conversation then, from being in that three or four spot. That'll eliminate Ohio State, obviously, because that'll be their second loss. Two lost teams are probably not going to get in this year.
So then that also eliminates Michigan.
It eliminates Michigan as well. If USC wins out, it eliminates Notre Dame. It's something that can happen. So here's the situation. They need Penn State and Bama to run the table, Wazoo, USC, and Utah to run the table until they play them. They need Georgia to lose before the SEC championship. They need TCU and Miami to lose at some point. They need Wisconsin to potentially lose. Wisconsin's a story right now that, you know, they're kind of just sneaking up on people. So that's another one that they need to lose. But with all that said, it's very realistic for that to happen. I don't know, you know, if it's going to, but there is highly likeliness that all of that I just said could happen. As far as the schedule goes, USC has to get past Notre Dame, and after that, there's nobody else left. So this weekend's a big deal for the Huskies to watch USC, and hopefully USC gets past Notre Dame in that situation. Wazoo hosts Stanford, and then they go to Utah. So by the time they play in the Apple Cup, hopefully they beat both of those teams. Penn State can beat Michigan and Ohio State. I personally believe that, and that'll eliminate both of those teams. Miami will play a good Virginia Tech team and Notre Dame. So there's potential loss in both of those games for Miami. TCU plays at Oklahoma, and people forget about that later in the year. Oklahoma's a one-loss team. I don't think a one-loss team from the Big 12 is going to get in. I really don't.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't think a Big 12 team's going to go in?
I don't think if they're one-loss. If they're undefeated, I'll take it.
So you're telling me a conference with Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, and TCU?
I just don't see a one-loss team from – I mean, people have already wrote out Oklahoma at this point, and they've lost one game.
I mean that one they beat Ohio State. You guys don't have, when I say you guys, Carson, I mean UW doesn't have anything. I'm looking at this and seeing Miami, Florida 3-0, 5-0 overall. Clemson 6-1. And they're on a crash course to meet in the ACC championship. So, in my opinion, I think both teams are going to win out up until that point. And I think Clemson's going to win. Or Miami. Whoever wins that game, though, is going to go into the ACC championship. Or to the playoffs. So, there's three teams. So, this is all... Penn State's locked. UW's locked. I mean, UW's not locked. We got a caller?
We do.
We got a caller here, it looks like. So,
all righty.
Hang on. Let's get them on the air here. I think... This is Buddha Baird down from New Mexico. Hang on, let's see here. Okay, Buddha, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Want to introduce yourself to the crowd?
What school you go to, everything?
My name is Buddha. I go to the University of New Mexico.
All right.
I'm a pre-med major, you know, calling in to talk to my boys.
Okay, so Buddha, what's your topic here? You think, as far as the Huskies...
Yeah, you know, UW, like, how are they not going to the playoffs, you know? Like, they can't beat anyone.
So do you think if you, what do you think about UW's schedule? You think UW's schedule is good enough to make them go into the playoffs?
If they went out.
If they
went. Oh, yeah. They have a terrible non-conference schedule.
Oh, they definitely do. I don't even know. I think they're – what teams are they – did they play in the
– Rutgers. And, Montana. Like, pathetic, honestly.
All right, Buddha. One question. Who's going to win the national championship this year?
Ooh. I don't know.
Is it going to be Alabama, Clemson? We need a team, Buddha. We need to lock you in right now.
You know, I'm taking Clemson.
Ooh, all right.
You're going to take Clemson to win out from now on? Okay, I like that. That's good.
Yeah, you know, that's my team.
Defense wins championships, right?
Yeah, no, 100%. You know that.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, Buddha, we want to thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thank you. Go Lobos.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we'll talk to you guys later.
All right, sounds good. Yeah. All right, well.
All right, well, we got Buddha's pick.
Yes.
We got Clemson.
That is awesome. But, yeah, here's my thing on the Huskies. All of that can happen, I think. And obviously, Georgia plays at Auburn at some point. That's a potential loss, too. Clemson plays a really good Georgia Tech team and North Carolina State and Florida State at some point. There's a potential upset there. Now, is that all going to happen? I don't know. But if it does, the Huskies are in. They really are. If a couple of those teams lose, the Huskies win out. They play ranked USC, ranked Wazoo, and ranked Utah. You never know. But at this point, I think I'm going to call them out, probably put them in a potential Rose Bowl situation here. But I don't. It's one of those. It's a tough situation. I mean, they don't schedule great non-conference games.
Yeah, you guys definitely need Penn State to win out. So there's one spot. You need Alabama to win out. Then you need Georgia to lose one game before the SEC championship, because if their only loss is to Alabama, they're in. They are in. Then the third team that's going to go in my opinion, is going to be the ACC champ. So that's Clemson and Miami. Clemson's 6-1. Miami's 5-0. They're on a crash course to meet. So I wonder if that's going to go in. So there's three teams. So now it just comes down to the Big 12 versus the Pac-12.
I think one last Big 12 team, I don't know why, but I really just don't think that the committee is in favor of that. They just, I don't know. People have already wrote out Oklahoma after one loss. And then if I'm taking this and I'm the committee, I probably would also, I would keep them in the conversation. They're a great football team, but people haven't done that. And I don't know what it is, but I think the Pac-12 champ, if they have one loss or less, well, they're going to have one loss, yeah. But they're in. I really do. I firmly believe that. I think if it's USC or UW or Wazoo, I think they're in. I really do. And I think they're that fourth spot. I think Clemson, if they went out, Clemson's going to potentially get that third. Georgia, if they went out, they could potentially get that third also. But here's the situation I want to talk about, Heine. So if Clemson wins out and Georgia wins out, they're both in before a Pac-12 champ, I'm assuming. You're saying that.
Yeah, Georgia beat Alabama. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so – no, I'm saying – or sorry, Georgia loses to Alabama in the SEC championship.
Is that Georgia's only loss?
That would be Georgia's in. And Clemson would be in also over the Pac-12 champ.
Then Alabama, so there's three teams. Yeah, so what, you can leave Penn State?
No, Penn State's in too. So then the Huskies are out at that situation.
At the end of the day.
They need one of those, Georgia or Clemson, to lose.
At the end of the day, I don't think any of that's going to happen. Doug James, if you're listening out there, go punch your tickets to the Go Daddy Bowl, because that's where UW's playing this year. Yeah.
I completely agree, man. It's going to be – I just don't see it happening, but you never know. Crazier things have happened in college football. We're going to head to the break here. We're going to come back and talk a little NBA. Kind of our favorites so far. The NBA season started. Obviously, Gordon Hayward, that's a big loss for the East. But we'll see. Cleveland, can they make it back? Can Golden State make it back? We'll have our talks later on that. We'd like to quickly also give a shout-out to The other shows on the air, sports radio, laser, so plu.edu/laser. You can listen to What's the Big Dill, Dylan Foreman, and Christian Bond has a show on Tuesday mornings at 9 o'clock. So listen to that, everyone. Again, if you want to give us a call, we're here at 253-535-7332. We'd love to talk to you about the NBA and our next topic. Our guest for the week will be PLU football player Ethan McKeldry, star running back. We'd love to have him.
Squints.
And he's going to be making the picks later. So stay tuned, everyone. We'll be on the air, and we'll be back shortly. Thanks. I don't want nobody else with you. Nobody else with you. She like, what's up with me and you? What we finna to do? Lately I've been giving you some room. Lately I just don't know what to do. I don't want nobody else but you. I know you don't wanna wait for me. Hey, they say you should stay away from me. Hey, I know you the only bet for me. Pray for me, gratefully. All right, we're back here live. HSC Sports here, plu.edu/laser, laser radio here at PLU. We're here to talk a little sports with the NBA. NBA just started, basketball season's underway. Exciting time in sports right now. I always like the beginning of basketball season. I don't know what it is, but
it's just awesome.
It's great to
it's the best sport out there now.
Great to see the guys just
professionally
ready to go. LeBron, Cavs have played well. They looked like a playoff team. I'm not gonna lie. Right away, a couple days ago they played at Boston, home against Boston.
Yep. Home.
Gordon Hayward. I'm sorry, man. Tough situation. Heartbreaking for the Celtics, man, because that's a free agent signee that could kind of change their dimensions as a franchise. And he goes down minutes into the game. And so potentially out for the season. And obviously they haven't ruled him out yet, but there's a tough situation there. Golden State, man.
Yeah, they
tough.
But
it is what it is.
It's October. Like they lost out on like 2 days ago, and it's only October 18th.
Yeah, it's not a huge deal for them, but you know, I don't know. I know we're gonna talk here a little bit about our favorites so far in the NBA. We're gonna kind of name our champion that we think our MVP rookie of the year. Yeah, and I don't know. We got a small segment here. It's been kind of a interesting couple days and an interesting offseason for sure as the Kyrie trade went down. What do you think about Isaiah Thomas in Cleveland? Obviously, he hasn't even suited up yet, but what's your take on that? I mean, realistically, is that going to change Cleveland?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. He's a playmaker, Tacoma, Washington, for everyone out there.
253.
He's a baller. I don't know about the hip, but he seems like he's on track to recover, and he'll be back by the All-Star break. Give him like 2 months, and he'll be in playoff mode.
Okay. So with that, Heine, does that mean you think it could potentially be Golden State and Cleveland back in the finals again?
All righty. Before we get onto that, you want to do rookie picks? And like,
let's
like
do our rookie picks, yeah.
Build up to that.
Okay. Rookie pick.
My rookie pick, rookie of the year. Yes, he only scored 3 points last night. But guess who else scored only 0 points his first game in his career? Yeah, you guys are thinking it. Kobe Bryant, he scored 0 points his first game. So I'm not worried about him. Lonzo Ball only scoring 3 points, so my rookie of the year is going to be Lonzo Ball. He's going to take the Lakers. He's going to get the eighth seed, and I don't know what's going to happen from there. But Lonzo Ball is the best rookie in the league right now. He's better than Ben Simmons. He's better than all of it, and he has the it factor. That's why he got chosen at two by Magic Johnson. So I'm going to have to go with Lonzo Ball, rookie of the year.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. That's good. I really like that. I don't know if I see that happening. I don't know if I see the Lakers making the playoffs. The West is more stacked than it's been in a while. I personally believe it's going to be Ben Simmons. I think Ben Simmons is going to help carry the Sixers this year to the playoffs. I think it could be him. He's matured. He obviously was out last year, but it's going to be – I think it's going to be Ben Simmons in Philly. Realistically, Jason Tatum will have a shot if he helps carry Boston too. I mean, he's going to have a shot, I think.
Oh, yeah, and he's going to be playing way more with Gordon Hayward out.
I think Jason Tatum's going to be potential. But, yeah, I think I really do think it's going to be Ben Simmons. So that's my pick.
Alrighty, MVP pick, Carson.
There's a
most valuable player.
Dark horse, though. I don't know if it's gonna be this guy, but Giannis from Milwaukee. Dude is playing really, really well right now. I think he's the dark horse right now for the MVP. Now, is he gonna win it? I don't know. I mean, it's obviously he's in a situation where he's not very well known over there in Milwaukee. But he lit it up the other night, 37 points. I think he'll have a shot. LeBron, obviously.
We're still live. It's just probably something blew out.
Yeah.
Technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties here. But LeBron, LeBron's gonna have a shot for sure. If he carries the Cavs especially with Isaiah Thomas out half the year, I think LeBron could potentially be back as the MVP again this year. So that's my pick. I think Giannis is going to be kind of my dark horse. We'll see.
Alrighty. So my pick is also that dark horse, Giannis Antetokounmpo, I don't know how to say his last name. Sorry.
Say his last name. So
the Greek freak. First of all, the Eastern Conference is only getting weaker and weaker.
Yeah.
And the Western Conference is only getting stronger and stronger. There's three alpha males right now in that East. It's Kyrie Irving, LeBron James, and the Greek Freak. This guy is crazy athletic. He's huge. Kevin Durant said he has a chance to be the best player ever. And I think the Greek Freak's going to carry the Bucks top three seed. Like you saw LeBron, you saw last year Russell Westbrook lead them to the sixth seed and still put up crazy stats. And I think that's exactly where Giannis is going to do with the Bucks.
Yeah, totally. All right, you're NBA champ, Heine. What's your take on this?
My NBA champ? Is LeBron James still in the league?
Absolutely.
Oh, then it's the Cleveland Cavaliers. I don't care if the Cavs are down 3-0. I'm still going to believe in the Cavs. I think they're going to beat the Warriors. I think the Warriors are going to have a harder postseason than most people think. They're going to be playing the Rockets, Spurs, Timberwolves.
Oklahoma City.
The Lakers.
I mean, it's like, yeah, jeez.
And I think the Cavs are going to have an easy stroll into the playoffs. Isaiah Thomas, they finally have a veteran-laden team. They got some great defensive players. Jay Crowder, I think that's one of the biggest steals they got this year. Isaiah Thomas has a chip on his shoulder. It's his playoff or his contract year. I think he's going to go off. So I think the Cavs are going to beat the Warriors in four games. That's my final pick right there. They're going to sweep the Warriors.
Wow. Even with Isaiah Thomas back, I mean, that's a huge gain because they're going to get that about halfway through the season, if not later. So that's a late addition to the Cavs that could be a huge dimension. I still don't think they're going to do it. I think the Warriors win in six. Warriors win this year. I literally can't go against them. They've done it twice. Why not do it a third? The Cavs are only getting older. I just don't see it happening. So I'm going Golden State with this is probably one of the last years they're going to keep everyone around.
Oh, yeah.
Contracts are up. But I'm gonna say Golden State wins it before all these contracts are done finally. So I'm going Golden State in six. They beat the Cavs. It's going to be an interesting season, that's for sure. So we're going to head to the break here shortly. And we're going to bring back Ethan McKeldry, running back on the football team. He's going to make the picks.
Stud running back of the PLU football team.
For the week. And we'll be back shortly, folks. Thanks for listening. For the thrill of it, killing it, never not chasing a million things I want. And
I am only as young as the minute is full of it. Getting pumped up on the little bright things I bought. But I know they'll never own me. Baby, be the class clown. I'll be the beauty queen in tears. It's a new art form showing people how little we care. We're so happy. Even when we're smiling out of fear. Let's go down to the tennis court and talk it up like, yeah. Pretty soon I'll be getting on my first plane.
All right. Welcome back, guys. HSC Sports here. I'd like to welcome on our guest, Ethan McKeldry. How's it going, Ethan?
I'm doing good. Thanks doing for good. Having yeah, me, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
no, thanks for coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to make our picks of the week, as we always do. Our special guest, Ethan's going to be here to give some input this week for the one college football game and the five NFL games we choose. Our records currently stand. I'm in last place. And as we always include our email PLU football guest of the week.
Tell the viewers current standings.
The current standings, the football players are in first place at 16-15. Let's see if Ethan can keep them on track.
Absolutely.
They're really beating up on us. In second place, Hina Alou.
Oh yeah.
14-17, and then I sadly am in last place, 12-19. It was a rough week. I went like 1-6 last week or something. It was really bad. And so, so obviously we do our one college football pick and then our five NFL picks, but we're going to start this off really, really, really big college football game this week. We'll see if it's kind of going to determine some college football playoff standings, but Michigan at Penn State, number 19 at number 2. What do you think, Hina? You can start this one off.
Penn State has the best college football player I've ever seen next to Reggie Bush. Michigan's not that offensively loaded, in my opinion. And that's where I think Jim Harbaugh is doing a great job, but I just think it's too much for them. So I'm going to go with Penn State.
Okay. What do you think, Ethan?
I'm also going to go with Penn State. I think, one, it's a home game. Like Hina said, I think Saquon Barkley's going to be the Heisman winner.
He's going to have a shot.
And I think he's going to have a big game, but I think it comes down to how Trace McSorley plays, because there's going to be so much attention on Saquon that he's going to have a big game. And, so I got to go with Penn State.
All righty, Penn State.
I agree. I'm going to make this a sweep here. Penn State, as me as a Husky fan, they need to win out, so I'm going to go with Penn State. They're gonna beat up on Michigan. I'm not a huge Michigan guy this year. Losing Jabril Peppers was like a huge loss, more than people know. And so I'm gonna go with Penn State. Michigan still coached well, but it's just not gonna play off this week. So now we're gonna head into our NFL picks for the week. Big one. People don't really realize Aaron Rodgers out, but New Orleans at Green Bay. Ethan, want to start this one off?
Got to go with the boys in New Orleans. like you said, Aaron Rodgers. I mean, that's pretty much their team. He's a top three quarterback easily. And the defense of New Orleans has been playing lights out. I mean, they had five turnovers last week.
Yeah, they're playing great.
I love the trade of Adrian Peterson, because I personally think Mark Ingram wasn't getting enough love. Especially Alvin Kamara, he's been playing great.
Oh, dude, I got stud.
And then you got Drew Brees.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to go with the Saints.
Okay. What do you think, Hina?
Exactly what Ethan just said. They have Alvin Kamara, Mark Ingram, and they also have Michael Thomas.
Yeah.
Drew Brees, this defense is playing better. They don't need to play great. Just play good. Mm-hmm. Play average.
Exactly.
And that's what they're doing. And the Packers, season's over in my opinion. They don't have Rodgers, so I'm going to go with the Saints on this one as well.
This is in Green Bay. You got to remember.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
But it doesn't matter. I'm still picking New Orleans. 7 interceptions and 4 fumbles. That's a lot of turnovers. I'm going with the Saints over in Green Bay. I think it's going to be a real close one, though. It's probably going to be like about 23-20 final. But I'm still going with the Saints in this one. So our next pick, Baltimore at Minnesota. stacked Minnesota roster. They can take advantage of this Rodgers loss. What do you think, Heine?
I'm going to have to go with Minnesota on this. Joe Flacco, be on the lookout for Anthony Barr. Just don't leave that pocket. Ask Aaron Rodgers. Minnesota is playing really great. Their offense is loaded with talented players. Rudolph, Thielen, Diggs, and Jerick McKinnon. McKinnon. He's playing awesome, so I'm going to have to go with Minnesota with this one.
Ethan, what do you think?
I'm in the same boat. Got to go Minnesota. I think the Vikings' defense is healthier. Mm-hmm. Two physical defenses, but and also Minnesota's been playing pretty well, regardless of who's under center. With Stephon Diggs questionable with his groin, I think that could be a factor. But Jerick McKinnon has been playing really well. And, yeah, I got to go with the Vikings.
Make that a sweep right there, I think.
Again.
Yeah, Minnesota's got the best roster by far in the NFC North. They're going to be at home. Baltimore is very overrated, personal opinion, but I'm going with the Vikings at home for sure. So Atlanta at New England, I'll start this one off. Patriots all the way for sure. I think Patriots at home, they need this one. They've kind of had an up and down kind of weird year, not normal for them, but Atlanta's been struggling, and I think they totally have.
Bad.
It's not good. Obviously, rematch of the Super Bowl. We'll see if it even turns out as close as that one, but New England at home for sure. I think Atlanta's offense gets rolling again, but it's going to be a pretty high-scoring game. I'm calling both teams are probably going to be in the 30s. New England wins this game, though. Ethan, what do you think?
I got to go with New England. I'm not a fan, but I think their defense, obviously their defense struggled in the beginning of the season, but they've kind of turned into a bend but don't break. Mm-hmm. Expect a lot of field goals from Atlanta. Obviously their offense, they have a ton of weapons, but they've been inconsistent. And then Tom Brady. Yeah. So I got to go with the Patriots.
I have to go against all of you guys, so I'm going to have to go with the Falcons just because – I think Julio Jones is finally going to go off against these wide these corners of the Patriots. I think they definitely have a chip on their shoulder because of what happened in last year's Super Bowl, and I definitely think they want to prove something. This is a must-win for the Patriots, I believe, because they barely beat the Jets, only by 7. If you guys saw the Bill Belichick, Tom Brady handshake after the game in the locker room, it's pretty funny. Yeah, so I have to go with the Falcons on this one.
Back-to-back losses, man.
Big one.
The Bills and the Dolphins.
Yeah, I know. This is
tough.
Did I say must-win for the Patriots or must-win for the
Falcons?
Must-win
for the Patriots.
Must-win for the Falcons. Okay, That's what I meant. Yeah. Must-win for the Falcons.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So our next pick, Jacksonville at Indy. Big AFC South game here. Jacksonville, kind of a shocker right now. They're second right now in the South in the AFC. It's kind of interesting how things are going down there. In Jacksonville, but what do you think on this one? Ethan, you can start this one out.
Jacksonville's secondary is probably one of the best in the league right now. Jalen Ramsey's been lights out.
Insane.
And then with Leonard Fournette, he's been one of the most consistent running backs. I think he could be rookie of the year. I got to go with Jacksonville.
Yeah. All right. I'll go next. I think absolutely. Jacksonville needs this one a whole lot more. Indy's going to tank, but they have a lot of problems besides the fact that Andrew Luck hasn't played. There's so much going on down there.
Sorry, Tabby, you. Yeah,
but Jacoby Brissett's great. I mean, I'll give it to him. He's playing lights out, but he's the only one on that team that is. And so I'm going Jacksonville. Bortles and Fournette on the road. Jaguars win this one in Indy. Heine, what do you think?
I think I'm going to go with Jacksonville as well, just because, as Ethan was saying, their secondary is loaded. Ramsey's playing great. Bortles was playing just all right, and that's what you need. That's just what you need. And Fournette's a monster, and Indy's not that great of a roster, so I'm going to have to go with Jacksonville.
So our last pick, the Monday night game, NFC East battle, well, Washington at Philly. Philly right now is playing lights out. I'll start this one off. I think Philly wins this one. They're going to be at home. I really do think it's going to be a really, really good Monday night football game. So if you want, watch that one on ESPN. But Philly's great. Philly's really good. But I think Washington's going to give them a kind of a big defensive game. coming from the Redskins. But I think the Eagles win this one in probably the last, like, minute. It's going to be a lot. It always is. Monday night, for some reasons, crazy things happen on Monday night. And so I think the Eagles pull it out, though, at home. Ethan, what do you think?
I'm going to go with the Eagles as well. Carson Wentz and company have been playing great. I think it's the best team football I've been watching so far this season. And Fletcher Cox in the front seven have been playing great as well. And obviously it's a home game. And so I'm going to have to go with Philly.
I think Carson Wentz is my dark horse to win MVP if he keeps playing like this. And like Ethan was saying, their team is loaded all around. Their front seven, they have playmakers. Nelson Aguilar is finally proving to people why he was a first-round pick. Their running backs, I honestly don't know who they are exactly, but they get the job done.
That offense is great.
I mean, Zach Ertz, it's just probably consistent. One of the best. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And I think Eagles have everything to be a Super Bowl champion. I think they're going to go over the Redskins on this one. So I'm going to go with the Eagles.
All right. Well, thank you, Ethan, for coming in today.
Hey, thanks, guys. Yeah, that was fun.
Great picks. So we'll see how the weekend plays out. Obviously, we'll see if we're right on some of this stuff. I've not been right. I'll tell you that. But yeah, we're gonna go into our Tabby U. I like to call it the Tabby U quote of the day to end this show. So I see a great quote here: "Work hard, stay positive, and get up early. It's the best part of the day." And that's by George Allen Sr. So definitely use that quote to get up early and listen to us on HNC Sports as we move forward every Friday at 10:30. You can listen to us live at plu.edu/laser. And follow us on Twitter also. We're tweeting out just about every day some of our sports opinions and our college football playoff rankings and NFL predictions. And so follow us live. It's at HC Sports PLU. So Hina and Carson are going to be tweeting out, and there's always a little tag after the tweet to see who's tweeted that specific tweet. And so, yeah, thanks for listening, guys, and go Lutes.